Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it.
Listening to our podcast today. Russ here again from RST Coaching Academy, the host of Money Talks. Today, I've got an interesting guest. I'm trying to figure out all the stuff that she's into. Seems like she's doing a number of things. She's probably kind of a juggler of business and things, you know. So I can't wait to hear her story and how she's got into what she's done. This. Her name is Nicole Fevrier Davis from Brookfield, Connecticut. Her company is The Truth of You. And so without further ado, let me introduce my new friend, Nicole. Take it away, Nicole. Tell us about you, your business, and how people wanna aspire to business or whatever, you can help them out. Thank you.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I love it. Well, what I would say first, I appreciate any opportunity that you give us to show what we do. Essentially, Truth of You came out of a lot of different experiences I had as a professional. I am a 30-year veteran of the health and weight loss industries. I am a National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer, behavior specialist, certified metabolic technician, as well as a Reiki master, minister, and a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. Therefore, I had a lot of experience in what it was to bring people along in their goals, their health and wellness and weight loss goals. And but I'm getting ahead of myself. The way this really started was growing up, everyone in my family was somewhat chubby, overweight. And as we got older, a little more weight would be gained, a little bit more weight would be gained. And I essentially realized as I was moving through my life that I had possibly the worst, let's say, examples of what healthy, how to attain healthy weight. Mm-hmm. My whole family had been on diets at one point or another, you know, and kind of obsessed about, this was the era of Twiggy, that's how old I am. But we kind of obsessed about our weight for a long time. And my favorite method was nothing compared to what actually happened. My mother finally did lose about 50 pounds miraculously over the course of a very short period of time. I want to say maybe 6 or 8 weeks. And we were all celebrating it. We were all excited. Yay, you lost weight. Only we found out that she had cancer, and no one wants to be on the cancer diet, you know. And the other example I had of attaining healthy weight was that my sister did something similar shortly after that. And she lost maybe over 100 pounds, maybe 120 pounds. She became a shadow of her former self and had, you know, finally attained like Twiggy status sort of thing. And yes.
That dates you also.
Well, there we go. So, but I don't look that. I don't look that old, hopefully. Anyway, that being said, that was her idol. And she did finally attain that status. But her problem was drug and alcohol abuse. She was addicted. And again, that's a diet no one wants to go on. So I grew up with these really devastating stories around what it was to be healthy. I myself joined a gym and started working out, and I was addicted to working out, and fasting was my thing. And that no one wants to pass out on a gym floor in the middle of a workout. Let's just say that stopped me from doing that. But it did inspire me to get all those certifications. Here I am, some 34 years later, having worked in 13 different health and fitness centers, 18 certifications from 2 different certification companies over that time period. And thousands of client records later, I even created some of my own therapeutic treatments in terms of how to balance neurochemistry. What I found, and what's the difficult part of this is, my industry, right? So I have all those certifications. My industry, I thought, was cutting edge. You know, I went after those health and fitness centers, Lifetime Athletic, that were cutting edge, all about the science. I knew every detail about every client I had. I knew their I took blood samples, cholesterol level, blood sugar level, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, body fat percentage. I had an in-body scale. And I took active and resting metabolic assessments. None of it works. What I realized was I became this very sophisticated scientific salesperson of investments and products and services and devices, but I wasn't actually helping my people. Now, I've always believed in God, right? I've always prayed to God the same prayer. Please, dear God, make me that clear, protected channel for whatever it is these people need to heal, be healthy, and finally attain their health. And finally, I got an answer. I got this message through a channeled session. Nicole, forget about the science. Now, at first, you're just like blown away because this sort of a message comes from, it can only come from God or Jesus. You know, it could only come from them because it was so out of the box, so original, such an authentic message that it took me aback. And it literally took me a few days to let that sink in. But at the same time, I had already been sort of praying about the soul, asking questions about my soul. I had hit a professional wall at that point, and I really needed answers outside of the science. That it was apparent to me science wasn't answering these questions. I knew my people, and I knew they needed something more than another supplement, another diet, another, you know, brutal exercise program. I was teaching boot camps and Viper classes and all these horrendously hard exercise programs. And what needed to happen was a better understanding of how we were working with people. So I call this a paradigm shift because I created a course with literally channeled information from our Father in Heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ about how God had originally intended for us to work with our minds, bodies, souls, and spirits. None of it was in the science. You know, no one was talking about this. No one in the
industry. Of course not, right?
I was getting information, and I say we because I do have two business partners, but I was getting information about how to work with what God had already given us. What he had given us was the limbic brain. And for all of those certifications over and over again about weight loss, about diet, nutrition, I took a nutrition course and I worked with dietitians. I had one on staff at my studio in Ridgefield. And, for all that science and all that information, we were all missing a valuable, precious link to what it is to really, truly be healthy, to heal what's going on, healthy, and then be at our healthy weight. And this was it. And I knew this as a healer, right? I was a Reiki master for that long. I've renounced that piece of it. But in that time, I knew that if my people weren't capable of creating some sort of change in their lives, in their beliefs, that they would never have proper neurochemical balance in order to attain that healthy status they've always wanted. Free of medications, free of diets, free of exercises, focusing on living your life again, that sort of thing wasn't possible for them because they were obsessed and restricted in how many changes they wanted to make or could make in their lives. They couldn't see beyond this right here. And so what needed to happen was for me to structure something entirely different. I had had a weight loss course prior to this that had some success. It was fine, but it was all focused on the exercise and counting calories and watching your heart rate. This was different though. This online course now that I have called Healing Health and Healthy Weight focuses in on how we can work with our limbic brains, not against it. We're not trying to hack, subjugate, trick, speed up, zoom forth the metabolism. What we're trying to do is speak the language of the soul, of the limbic brain and the body. And what this does is it causes something of a natural neurochemical balance in the brain. That's the ideal piece. When we can create a natural balance in neurochemistry, that's when you do find perfect health and healthy weight. You heal from things faster than ever before. But this piece of it that was missing had always been described to me throughout all these certifications as unruly. The limbic brain is crazy. It just functions on its own. It has no barometer for being, you know, compatible with my weight loss goals. It's just going to act out. So that's why a lot of people take additional supplements and medications to kind of balance that neurochemical piece of it so that they do lose weight. But what they're actually doing is subjugating what God had originally intended for us.
Well, yeah.
We all know that God gave us the limbic brain in order to survive, right? We're supposed to have the limbic brain for that fight or flight response. However, what we seem to be missing time after time after time after time is that the limbic brain is suffering an irritation that is represented by one of three or four different elements: history of past traumatic experience, a history of abusive experience, whether verbal, emotional, or mental, or physical, a history of violence, being exposed to violence, or current violence.
And so, all those are not just the memory of the thing, but
right.
It's the emotional impact of the thing, correct? That's what screws us over, correct?
Yes.
Is our response to even the memory of something that happened 30 years ago.
You just
reliving that emotion.
Yes, you just nailed it. And this is the piece of it that no one understands, that you just nailed it. Okay, so I had people who had suffered abuse as children. They were, no matter how many therapy sessions they had with a psychologist, they still were obese, morbidly obese, some of them. That meant that whatever we had in place, antidepressants, therapy, wasn't working for these people who were morbidly obese. Moreover, God didn't want us to subjugate those emotions in favor of just maintaining status quo. And I talk about this a lot in my coursework. There are different levels of conscious awareness. You just nailed one. One is the subconscious awareness from experiences that we had when we were children or teens or early 20s, whatever have you, through experiences that caused deep fear. And if fear isn't addressed, it could turn into depression or anger, depending upon your circumstances. So we address emotions in the body of the course. What we also do is point out that that very thing happens. You do have memories from the past that will bring up that fear, because the limbic brain can't tell if it's happening now in real time or if it's a recalled memory from way back when. So that's a bigger piece of the problem, because people think, oh, I've been there, done that, it's over, I've forgotten all about it. No, your limbic brain still retains it.
So
you may have triggers about this issue or this experience throughout your life and not even realize you're being triggered. Moreover, if it was a violent experience and you're watching something on the news, you're getting triggered again. So you don't even realize that you're disrupting your own neurochemical balance over and over and over again, whether it's a current issue or something that happened in the past. Now, I think there's a statistic out that they did a study about 4 or 5 years ago that states an average 18-year-old in our United States today has been exposed to over 200,000 hours of violence.
Yeah.
200,000 hours of violence. And we're wondering, why are our children becoming so obese? And if it isn't
I thought you were going to say they're becoming more violent.
Well,
they're becoming more obese.
Obese. We have the highest rate, I believe, in the world of teen and youth obesity than ever before. Moreover, you nailed it again. Very smart man that you are. You nailed how these exposures to violence creates more violence and more violence and more violence. So it's actually something of an implosion on the limbic brain that's constantly trying to protect its human over and over and over again. Oh, that happened. And as I had a conversation in a channel session with our Father in Heaven, and he said, you have to think of my limbic brain as a brand new baby infant that has never experienced anything else before. Because the moment you start to introduce fear, you know, and a lot of brand new babies are circumcised, you're setting the stage up for imbalances in neurochemistry immediately. That's not what I had intended. I had intended for the fight or flight response to basically help save our humans so they'd evolve, live long enough to evolve, to grow families, to grow an auspice of a history, to say, we now have a community. There's more of me, there's more of you. We're now a community and we can survive more that way. But by introducing fear early on from a procedure, a voluntary procedure, is heresy to the limbic brain, to our Father in Heaven, because that's not what he had intended. He had intended for his humans to grow, get out of the way of danger, get out of the way of, you know, anything that would kill them, learn from that experience, and then move on. When you have something that's a voluntary, shall we say, surgery or something like that, and you go into anesthesia, you're actually telling your body, I'm dead. I'm dead. You're telling your limbic brain, I'm dead. The limbic brain freaks out, does everything it can possibly can to try to protect its human over and over again. I had a woman who had fat freezing done. Fat freezing cells, yes. Oh, there's a whole history of disgusting.
Yeah, we won't get into that one, I guess.
But my point is, and even people who've had like subcutaneous fat sucked out of their skin or out of their subcutaneous fat cells, they gain it back. They gain it all back. And it might not be in that area, but they'll gain it back somewhere else. I had a hypnotherapist, very intelligent woman, have gastric bypass surgery. Not only did she lost about 100 pounds. She was well over 400 pounds. She lost about 100 pounds, gained it all back, and couldn't eat anything. She said, had I known I wouldn't be able to digest an entire apple, I would never have done this. She's not able to digest anything. There are other heresies about fat loss procedures that are far worse than taking my course, let's just say. The course is 8 weeks long, and we focus in on exactly what you're speaking of. Many people, because they've lived a life of just maintaining status quo, I used to get a lot of people saying, oh, but I'm fine, when I ask, how are you on a daily basis? What's your prevailing emotion, let's say, on a daily basis? And they'd say, well, I'm fine. And I have a great meme to go with this, but they say, I'm fine. Basically, I'm happy. But if you're overweight, if you're that overweight, that's telling me right away, you're not happy. There's something wrong. There's something incongruous about that statement. So what I do is I help participants in the course discover what their emotion is that is making them irritate the limbic brain, whether it's conscious or unconscious. And then we go from there. We have 4 weight loss meditations that help people not just feel calmer, more relieved and happy, which calms the limbic brain and rebalances neurochemistry. But we have the ability then to embed prayer in it, and our Father in Heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can then act on the limbic brain, calming it.
You call this the what brain numerous times?
Limbic. The limbic brain is in charge of every...
Limbic brain.
Limbic brain.
Limbic brain.
Yep. L-I-M-B.
L-A-M.
L-I-M-B.
L-I-M-B.
C.
Brain. Got it. When you were saying that each time, and just to clarify, not only for me, but for the audience too, I thought maybe you were saying Olympic brain, but
no.
Limbic brain. Got it. Okay. Is that a Nicoleism, or is that a term based on your area of study?
It's a term that's well known in medical contexts. Let's put it that way.
Got it.
As well as in personal training and weight loss context, because it's the thing that controls metabolism.
Ooh, that's the secret in the metabolism, metabolic rate and all that stuff. What, if anything, does arthritis throughout one's body have anything to do with what you're discussing?
So arthritis is usually, okay, so there's a few frames of mind here. From a healing perspective, arthritis usually implies that there's something in the body that acknowledges an emotion about control has not been experienced yet or verbalized. Once you verbalize, and I did a whole different therapeutic treatment on this called truth talking with the body about pain and suffering. When I asked a person, let's just say they had arthritis in their left shoulder. When I asked a person about their relationship with their mother, they'd say, oh, it was really difficult, actually. She never saw things my way. It was hard to grow up with her in the house because she was always angry at me, that sort of thing. What happens is then you're telling the limbic brain and all the neurochemistry, the frontal cortex, that now we're open for this conversation, this communication between soul and conscious awareness about the truth of that person. That's why we call our website The Truth of You. When that truth is hit, the nail on the head, it begins to open something in the brain that says, now I can calm down all of those nerve endings that are running through joints and deteriorating their experience of just ease and grace and movement. And it stops the pain and it starts to rejuvenate something else in the synovial fluids and the sacs within the joints. I'm using a lot of technical verbiage, but essentially arthritis in a mind-body sense is usually a need or a feeling of a need to control a circumstance in your life, but didn't have a very good experience doing so, meaning it was fraught possibly with a lot of tension or a lot of stress, that sort of thing.
Interesting. And also, I've heard that a lot of our diseases have a psychosomatic origin, or a psychosomatic response to something.
Not really. There are different things attacking the limbic brain at different times. Most of it is rooted in fear. And that's why, yes, because that's the original emotion that helped us all survive on the planet Earth.
You know, it's interesting. Every time in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord appeared to somebody, the first thing out of his mouth was, don't be afraid. Fear not. Jesus often said, fear not, you know, and that is a scary, I mean, how do you deal with that? That's fear is a bad news thing, you know, false evidence appearing real or real threat, you know, it's still a scary, scary thing. And has a big, evidently, according to what you're saying, it's got a tremendous effect on our lives.
Yes, huge, huge effect on our lives. More than people care to talk about. But let's say taking an antidepressant or some other mood-altering drug isn't going to stop the limbic brain from experiencing that level of fear. It just subjugates the symptoms. So by working with these visualizations and meditations that I have in the course, we're actually providing a different solution that's more direct and utilizes what I call now soul symptoms. So arthritis is a soul symptom. Weight gain is a soul symptom. Migraines, everything you have in your body, every symptom you have in your body is a signal from your soul telling you, you haven't resolved this yet. Huh. It's not resolved. And there may be more than in this resolve than you had imagined. So we have people going through the course who will have healed and resolved a past fear from being able to express their emotions out loud as a child. So now they're over that and they realize, oh, but there's something else here. It's a subtle depression. What is that? And then we dive a little deeper. Everyone on the course gets what I call healing soul readings from me. I've renounced Reiki in terms of a healing, in favor of healing as Jesus would want me to, which is through prayer and through a direct conversation about what people are experiencing as God sees it. So you get information from God, but also Jesus speaks to the soul of your eyes through me, and you have this transition of, oh, that's such a relief. I feel so much better now. And that's literally what they say. I feel calm and serene. I have the peace that Jesus had always wanted to give me. Yeah. That's
Does it last?
Yes. Well, and this is the piece of it. All of our visualizations and information on the website, prayer cards, journals, they're all downloadable for life. You get to keep them for life. So when you start to feel like, I don't know where this fear is coming from, you can listen to the Transform Fear visualization on your own. You can also call me for an appointment. I do healing soul readings separately as well. Whatever you feel you're going to respond to best, that's what you use. At the same time, there's a deeper level of understanding about what the soul's been trying to tell you since you started having this symptom. If you've got a physical manifestation of a symptom, that means that this thought, this belief has been irritating the limbic brain for a very long time. If it's an emotional or a mental problem, like you haven't physically manifested something, it could mean that there's some belief that doesn't resonate with your personal truth, and that's irritating the limbic brain. Then we have a little more wiggle room. In other words, like, you know, finding someone with stage 4 cancer has had this negative irritation of the limbic brain, that belief, for a long time.
Right, yeah.
Moment.
Can they be helped?
Only if, well, and this is the biggest issue. In the body of the course, we talk a lot about beliefs, doubts, reticence. And very often people who have cancer, I find, are historically angry, have a lot of hatred, or one or the other, and or atheists. And that's the truth. The other piece of it is that if they are willing to give it over, if they are willing to say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and I give it over to them, then they can have a miraculous healing. And that's actually how God described how Jesus, and Jesus described this to me, how he healed people on the planet Earth. And I talk about this at length in my Bible study, that he performed miracles, but he was sent to the people that God knew had gone through that evolutionary learning curve about that relationship or that situation. And they had come to a place in their soul that they were fulfilled about the learning about this, then Jesus would go in and pray over them and their souls would be healed. That happened first. The souls were healed first, and then the symptoms went away.
Wow. And a lot of times Jesus said, according to your faith has healed you. You know, and I think when we first start talking about the cancer thing, I believe you said something about belief.
Yes.
And, you know, so faith, belief got a big part, obviously, in every part of our lives, for that matter. Indeed.
Well, that's,
yeah. Let me switch gears a little bit now, Nicole. So you You started out in one world, have transitioned now into this world. How, and this is for the audience particularly, because we're talking about money and how to make more of it. In other words, in the work, in the realm of a business and so on. How have you made a business out of this, out of your studies, out of your knowledge and so on? How have you turned it into a business that I trust is paying the rent, paying the bills, as it has helped a lot of people, transformed it into a business, and how you're monetizing your services and so on? So we'd like to hear that part of the story as we kind of start to wind down a little bit.
Well, this is the most exciting part. Our Father in Heaven, when he gave me that message and Jesus started speaking through me and help healing people, he said, none of my people understand. My gracious and kinder and loving people understand. I never intended for them to be suffering any lack of anything. What he said to me was, follow exactly what I tell you to do, even if it seems irrational or unrealistic. Just
usually does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When he gives an order.
Yes. So he said, follow what I tell you to do, and I will open you to your, thousands, hundred thousands, millions, and billions. I will make sure that path is cleared for you. So what I had to do was sort of put my reality, right? So I've been a personal trainer for a long time, and I made my business out of making money from the assessments and the personal training and the healing that I gave. But he said, I want you to renounce all of it and do it this way. When I did that, I had no idea. Verbatim, he would give me a business plan from start to finish. The start was the course, because that's my background. That's how people know me. They knew that I had this extensive history in health and healing and healthy weight. So we started with that. And from that, he's grown. And I literally wake up in the morning and I say, okay, what are we doing today? And he says, come downstairs for a dissertation. This is what's going to happen next. And do you do the same thing? Is that what it is?
That's rich. No, but it's a good idea.
It's an exquisite idea. This is what we needed to do over and over and over again. That being said, what was transforming, I guess, in my own beliefs about what was possible, was the fact that our Father in Heaven has all knowledge, omniscient, omnipotent. So I was narrow-minded about how to make money. And he was saying, no, you could do even more. You could do even more. So he made me write The Tome of Protection, which is a book I have on Barnes & Noble. It's also on my website that has a visualization on my website. You can't get the Barnes & Noble version with of the visualization that I have on there, but that aligns you with God's will. But he made me write that. It's an ebook. And he had me create the course, Healing Health and Healthy Weight Success course, at the same time I wrote the book.
Is that the 8-week course?
Yes.
Okay.
Then he wanted me, and this never occurred to me, he wanted me to become an ordained minister. So I became an ordained minister. And then he said, I want you to start a church. It's going to be the Jesus Dove Foundation. Actually, my partner thought of it, and he said, that's the name I want, the Jesus Dove Foundation. So now his model is similar to what I was trying to start on my own, but it was really hard to do on my own without guidance. I didn't have a business mentor. I didn't have anything like that. But what his model says is that we have products priced at $14.97, the ebook. We have products priced at $4.97, little prayer cards for inspiration and to remember God's will in your life. We have products that are $25 and $30, the downloadable visualizations. These are all available a la carte. You can go to my website and download, a visualization for weight loss through meditation on anger, get rid of your anger or fear or depression, and or make peace with weight loss. A lot of people struggle. They get very, very frustrated with it. You can download all of that in those price ranges. Our course is $997. It's 8 weeks of a life-changing opportunity so that you can literally start to listen to the messages in your own soul and begin again, starting to understand what God had originally intended for you, not just for your health and well-being and healing, but maybe he wants you to change or shift something in your career or shift a belief about a relationship so that you are doing his work on the earth, his plan for you on the earth. When we do that, I mean, have products at $497, $1497, $3999, $997, and then we have a healing course that's coming out that's 15 months. That's going to be a much bigger ticket item. Then we're hitting the market at all different price points that not only helps feed sales for the next loop, but feed sales for the next loop.
So, folks, don't have just one product. Have different products at different price points. Right, Nicole?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. Yep.
Yes. My personal training went from $150 to $450 because you can't get this anywhere else. And these healing soul readings, you cannot get anywhere else. Even if you went to a healing mass, which I love the people who are doing that, please don't stop doing that. You're still not going to get the personalized attention that you'll get with these healing soul readings. So he also told me how to kind of, sort of position healing soul readings as the value that they really are worth. So not only did our Father in Heaven give me this business plan of different price points to help engage people at different levels, but those things, like I said, feed into the sales of the next level thing. And that feeds into the sales of the next level thing. Now we're working on the next two levels of the Healing Health and Healthy Weight Success course. We have level one is up, level two is coming, and level three should be up by the end of June, July timeframe. So now we have people who are subscribing to the course, but also telling their friends about it. So this is how I got started with public speaking, is to make this available to the best audience for this is caregivers. Mm. You know, I realized if I were obese or overweight, I love God, I love Jesus, I believe in them more than anything. If I were overweight, I would want this course because I know that those beliefs come before the science of it. The science just describes the process and it backs it up. The belief piece of it, like you pointed out, is essential for people to gain the most benefit from it. You know, you can't go through this course and assume you're going to stay the same person at the end of it. Nothing happens in the brain that's going to be beneficial for health, well-being, or weight unless you change something.
Something's in there and it's got to change.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So this gives you that opportunity to take the time to do that. 8 weeks is ample time for a belief to change in the right direction to balance neurochemistry. Yes, but also for not just weight loss, but health, and to know God's will in your life. That was the other thing I found. Like so many people, talented people, wonderful people that had families, but they decided to go for the low-hanging fruit job, you know, just for the money kind of thing. But God wanted them to do something else. And I knew that. Saying that to them was not going to be as effective as their own experience through this process.
Realizing it on their own, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's
on.
Far more powerful than for me to tell you, you know,
right,
you have to quit your job and, you know, move out of Manhattan or what, you know, whatever it was. So.
Interesting. Okay. So, I mean, you could go on for hours, I can tell. You could get into your 8-week course right now if I said, go, girl. But we're not going to take that time right now. We'll let them spend the $997 to make that. How can people reach you? You said you have a website, The Truth of You.
Yes. You can reach me on thetruthofyou.org.
.org. Okay. That's what I was looking for. .org. Mm-hmm.
And my cell phone is 646-739-7879. And I would suggest sending a text before you call, because there's so many solicitors out there, just to make sure I know.
Okay. All right. So send a text. Send a text. Folks, are you listening to this? Okay. The website, thetruthofyou.org, and send a text to 646-739-7879. Start with a text and she will respond. I can tell she will respond. Okay. Those are the two best ways to reach you, I trust.
Yes. You can also fill out a form on the website if you choose to do that. I'll get it through that website email.
Kind of a contact us form type deal. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Any parting words? Any words of advice, perhaps, to someone who, whether they're shifting, yeah, I suppose everybody would be shifting gears if they're thinking about starting a business. Any words of advice as to how to really getting started?
I would say first, listen to your soul, right? So what were the messages you were getting as a child? What are you passionate about? And forget about what you're doing right now. It doesn't matter what you do right now. What it matters is that you discover or rediscover your gifts and talents that God gave you. Follow that. Even if it is a hobby on the side, maybe you love painting or drawing or art, do it on the side and enjoy that process, because what that does is set up the brain for problem solving and solutions. That's what you need going into any business at any time. You're always going to come up against something that isn't going to fit into a bigger business solution. Oh, I don't have enough funds. How can I make more funds? Or I don't have enough time. How can I structure more time? Maybe you can timeshare a job just to keep the money flowing while you're creating your business plan. But the bigger thing is, I think, is just being able to be open to that piece that you need to change in order to start. Meaning many people, and every single workshop I have ever taken about business, public speaking, organizing, click funnels or whatever, everyone says the same thing. Sometimes you just need to start. Just get started. Just make a plan. Make three steps that you can do today. Make that call. Organize your books in such a way that makes sense for you. Put some ad on your website or a Facebook page. Better yet, my husband wanted to start a construction consulting service, because he's been in the business 38 years. And he was very good what he does. But after that time, you know, you'd rather just tell people what to do instead of doing it.
So kind of hard to bang a nail. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I did. I had him start a website immediately. You could get free websites out there. You don't have to depend on a website builder, and start putting small ads up in Facebook or in Instagram, wherever.
Paid for ads?
I prefer doing lives like this on Facebook, just to say hello to people. I'm introducing my business. And then you put on maybe a photo of something that's of interest in today's moment. So for instance, Memorial Day is coming up. Happy Memorial Day. Have you attained your weight loss goal yet? Something like that. And then have that click a link to your website on your sales page.
Yeah, cool. Okay, folks, there's some good tips, good business building tips from somebody who has done it, who's lived it and is still living it, and isn't done because she's still developing new products to introduce to the marketplace. So that's another tip too, is to keep coming up with new creative ideas and witty inventions that you can market, not just to make money for yourself, but to provide a valued service to your clients, to your customers.
So, well, and I do want to say one thing very quickly about that particular thing. Everything in the course has grown out of what individuals' needs ended up being. So the course could very well start one way. You ask me for something else and I'll provide it. That being said, we also have donation pages for the Jesus Dove Foundation, should you choose to provide more life-altering and happiness to our parishioners. You can always donate to that page as well.
Cool. Okay, everybody. I hope you were listening attentively as I was and taking notes as I was, a whole page worth of notes here. So I think we're going to call it quits for this session. And Nicole, thanks for being on here today. I'm glad that we had a little rocky start here to get figured out here, logistically wise and so on, but it worked out. And this has been a great conversation. So folks, thanks for tuning in. Until we meet again here on another episode of Money Talks, I just say goodbye and over and out. All right, bye.
Thank you. May God bless.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.